many, many blessings. So you're at stage two, and this can be said to be the most pivotal part of your superhero journey. This is Ariel Hecht, and I'm just gonna share with you today some deeper understandings, and the intention of this session is that you yourself feel a real and powerful connection with that higher power, and that you feel you're really able to take the support of a higher power. In the first stage, we realize, well, I can't do this on my own, right? We humbly realize that this next step is to allow in the support and help of a higher being, of a higher power. So just going to start with a little guided meditation to just kind of go into that connection with that presence. So go ahead and just take a few really deep, full, relaxing breaths. In and on your exhale, just really softening your entire body, relaxing completely. And as you simply breathe and let go, you just feel yourself bringing your energy more and more inwards as you become more and more present. And then we're simply going to begin to become aware of a warm light, a presence of love surrounding us. And it's simply like turning to face the sunlight. If you imagine throughout the day, you're walking and getting on with things, and then all of a sudden, you turn and face the brilliant sun, and you just feel that light and that nourishment upon you. So in the same way, that's what we're doing spiritually. Most of the time, most souls in the world today, we're just walking with our heads down, you know, going about our day-to-day business. And yet there's this brilliant light that is shining upon us from our spiritual parent, from the One, from the Source, from God, from that higher power. These are all names for that same being. And so it's just as if you're turning to face the light. And as you do, you just feel this warm love surrounding you. Something that's always there, but like I said, we're not always facing or aware of. So as you continue to breathe, just enjoy and absorb the light of this presence, of this spiritual sun, this ocean of love. And just feeling how this love, this energy is gently recharging you, filling you with energy and with light. So much so that all heaviness just disappears. You're just being filled with this light, with this love. And this is charging the battery of the soul. This is becoming aware that it isn't that you are here to do everything on your own, that you're this individual person, but rather that you are a light, you are a spiritual being, and naturally, of course, you have a spiritual parent. There's a source. There's a divine presence that is ever there for you. And it's when we're tapped into that presence and that power that we recharge, that we bring that light more fully into our lives and into the world. Oftentimes we might have trepidation or uncertainty about a connection to a higher power or connection to God. Oftentimes we can have a trigger around that word just in the different ways it's been used out of place. But really the essence of this being is that this being is your beloved. This one is your very best friend, your spiritual mother and father, and is truly ever there for you. And so when we feel disconnected, it leads to great darkness and depression and sadness and anger and violence and, you know, the very negative energies we see playing out in the world today. It isn't anything of divinity, this negativity. It's actually of the human ego, and the soul being disconnected from that higher power. It's kind of like we came here as children of the divine to play, to have a picnic, to experience and enjoy. And along the journey, we gradually forgot who we are, and we lost touch with our beloved friend, our beloved parent. And so now, as you're sensing, is a very powerful time on the planet where we are all being called to reunite with this higher power and remember who we are. Now, to remember who we are, naturally, we actually require the help of our spiritual parent. Since we've become very identified with the body and the person and just the grossness of the form and the personality and everything, we've lost touch with the subtlety of our being, of our true being, the presence of love and peace that naturally emits from us. And so to be in touch with that again, we must be in touch with that higher power, which is a spiritual being. This supreme soul, we can say, this is the supreme soul, and we're all souls. This being is of a spiritual nature like we are. And this being is not ever caught up in being a body or being a person. And so this one eternally emits the rays of truth, of power, of peace, of purity, of love. And so when we surrender to this higher power and when we connect with this being in our hearts and in our minds, we're actually able to remember who we are. It's kind of like that we're colored by the company we keep, right? So if we keep the company of this spiritual being, of this supreme soul, of this light, then naturally we're actually colored by that company and we're affected in the highest of ways. We actually can begin to remember who we are beyond this body and this role that we're playing. And it's this sanity, it's this connection, it's this love, it's this peace that we absolutely need today, especially as someone like yourself who has really felt the call in your being to be a superhero, to be someone of great light and great integrity and great love, who helps to return light and power to the world, starting with yourself. And so we'll connect more about this beautiful being, this beautiful presence, as we continue in the superhero training. But just having this understanding, you know, listening to this audio again and maybe again, to just remember, reinstill the true consciousness of the Supreme into your being, to let go of the false ideas you may have had around God or a higher power. What can happen is we can project the ego's qualities onto God and think of God as a judgmental, angry, egoic being, which is the farthest possible from the truth, because this presence is actually the one true presence of love and does not have a human ego, isn't a human soul, but is the supreme soul, is the divine, the one who essentially stays in reserve and constantly emits that power to help us return to that truth. And so this one is not a human. This one is a being of great peace and power and love. And it's by taking this one's help that you can literally be unstoppable in the world and do things of greatness far beyond your wildest dreams. The more and more you're open and willing to be an instrument for that power, to let that power help you and guide you. So enjoy this connection, really soak up and take in this nourishment here for you, these audios and meditations, and notice when you have resistance to listening to them, because that's going to happen. Anytime resistance comes up, it's towards something that's actually really powerful and can actually change us, because the ego does not want to die. So hearing this type of audio is, you know, the last thing the ego wants. But there's a power within you, and there's an intention and a faith within you that can move mountains and can overcome any resistance that comes up and really guide you on your journey to fully remembering who you are, embodying and owning that power, and being a great beacon of light in the world today. So wishing you so much love and peace and power. May you listen to these audios again and again and really allow this deeper understanding and experience of that higher power to come more and more into your being. We'll connect soon. Lots of love.